Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with some ladies from the Isle of Wight Women's Institute. So who have we got in the studio today then?
I'm Jean.
I'm Georgina, and I belong to the Bembridge Bells WI.
I'm president for Upton Girls in Ryde.
Oh, so we've got some WI royalty in the house then.
Oh, I don't know about royalty.
Celebrities then.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I want to say, before we go any further, I'd like to say thank you very much for bringing some cake for us. That was a completely unexpected surprise, and it was very generous of you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We thought it would give you a little bribe to ask us not difficult questions.
Let's find out what those questions are. Have you got your links ready? Do you want to phone a friend or ask the audience?
Probably.
Right, anyway, for £500. First question. For those who don't know about the Women's Institute, can you give me and the listener a brief history of the organisation?
Yes, of course. The Women's Institute is basically a community-based organisation for all women, and it originated in Canada in 1897. The first WI meeting in the UK was in 1915, and since then it's gone from strength to strength, with WIs all over the country. There's 70 federations all over the UK with about 180,000 members in the UK.
Oh, wow.
On the Isle of Wight is a separate federation, and we have 30 WI groups on the island, from west to east, from north to south, all coming together for the same purpose, which is fun and friendship, and to inspire women to do different things, whatever they want to do. We can usually find something to entertain you.
Okay, so all the individual groups, they all do different things in a different way then?
Yes, we all have a different age range in our groups, so we just, your group is what you want it to be. We have subgroups within each group as well.
Oh, so you have groups within the groups,
yes,
and you all specialise,
yes.
And not necessarily specialise, but you all work with each other on the things that you want help,
yes,
with.
Yes, it's what the members want. There are a few things that we have to do from County Federation, but
once we've got the business part of the meeting out of the way, then we often have, we ask a speaker to come along who might do a demonstration of something like flower arranging or art or craft, or we might have an event organised that the ladies might want to go to, like a garden visit or a coach trip.
Or a trip to the theatre.
Yes, lots of, yes, theatre trips.
Okay, cool,
yes.
Cool. Okay, so there is an Isle of Wight branch of the Women's Institute. I've been talking with you in the break, and I think I've misread the information I gave you, because I was under the impression there was only one, but there's not, is there?
No, the Isle of Wight is the Isle of Wight Federation, which is like a county federation, and within that there's 30 groups on the island, all of different sizes, and altogether there's about 900 Isle of Wight members.
So do you have like a set day for meetings, or do you have, like, during the day or in the evening, or do you go meet at weekends? Or
we have some meetings in the daytime, and my group, most of the ladies work, so we would have our meetings in the evening.
Right, okay.
So it's whatever suits. If one group didn't suit you, could always find another one, you know, close by.
Yes, for example, in Bembridge, my Bembridge Bells group meet in the afternoons, but there's also another Bembridge group called the Bembridge Windmills, and they meet in the evening.
Okay.
So several groups are quite close together, so if you were thinking of joining, you could find out about your nearest group or the group that met at the time that was convenient to you. And we encourage people to go along and visit several groups before they join, because all groups run differently and they have a different
like a different vibe, and
yes,
a different feel,
yes,
to them.
Yes, definitely, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You wouldn't necessarily have to pay for your first visit. We do a free visit, come along and see if you like us. See
like a taster,
yes,
as
a
it
tasting,
were.
Okay, see, cool, if it suits you or not.
Okay.
I think most of the groups do that.
Right, okay then. So we've touched on this briefly, but I dive a little bit deeper down that rabbit hole, as it were. So what do you cover at the meetings? Because on some information I've read, you cover everything from equality to women's rights and everything else in between. What other courses is available, as it were?
Well, one of the reasons that the WI was started was to give women a say in sort of national campaigns. So over the last 100 years, members have campaigned on an incredible number of issues, raising public awareness on many things. And we call these the resolutions. Every year the WI vote for a resolution which they want to take forward and promote. And if I could just give you some more information on that.
Oh, no, please, go ahead.
The first resolution in 1918 called for a supply of sanitary housing being of vital importance to women in the countryside. And this was based on the sort of farming communities who maybe didn't have as many things as people in the city. Moving on from that, the importance of women juries and magistrates was highlighted in the 1920s, and the equal pay for equal work was highlighted in 1943. The WI had a lot to contribute to the Keep Britain Tidy campaign in 1954.
Oh, wow.
And more recent campaigns have brought in restrictions on smoking in public places, routine smear tests for women.
Very important.
Importance of honeybees was another resolution that the WI campaigned on. Violence against women, an end to plastic pollution in the seas, fair trade policies, clean rivers, and climate change policy.
Oh, wow. So you literally cover everything there.
Yes. The ladies have a vote. They're given four choices. All different subjects, and we all have a vote on which one we want to take forward.
Sounds very democratic.
Well, everyone has a say. Everyone has an equal chance of putting their vote forward.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm all for equality.
Some WIs are very much more sort of campaigning than others, and they might want to learn more about the resolutions and campaigns, where other ones may be not quite so interested. So each WI is has a different focus on what they want to do. So some we might talk about the resolutions at a meeting and for 10 minutes, and then we might switch to an art demonstration, and then we have tea and cake, and then we might talk about visits that we're planning or things that we want to do in the future. And all the WIs put together a programme of events for the whole year of things that are coming up. So if you join a WI, you can see what's going to come up in that WI in the future for every month.
Okay, so you can literally get as involved as much or as little as you want.
Absolutely. If you just want to go along for a cup of tea and a piece of cake and talk to your friends and go home again, that's absolutely fine. But if you want to get involved in the campaigns, or you want to organise a group, or you want to go on a visit, or you want to get other people involved, you can almost do whatever you think would be best for you.
Okay, that's cool. Right, so in the documentation you kindly sent me ahead of today's chat, a new learning initiative called the WI Hub is mentioned. Can you give me and the listener a little bit more details about what the WI Hub is, please?
This is a new online learning site that all members can access.
Right.
There are a variety of subjects that you can listen. They do anything from chair yoga, Pilates, historical talks, watercolour painting, crochet. They do knitting, all those sort of traditional things, but also learning how to use a computer.
A very valuable skill, as everything's now moving forwards leaps and bounds technology-wise.
Or how to use your mobile phone, how to take good photos with your phone.
So these are all free. These are all online. And if you're a member of the WI, you can access all these courses for free. And every week, there's an online newsletter publicising what's coming up that week.
Upcoming events.
Yes.
And
so you log on You don't have to pay anything, and you can join in on a live Zoom on link, like a Zoom link online. And there's also the facility, if you can't attend at that time, it's shown live, you can watch it on a catch up link.
Like an iPlayer kind
of
scenario.
So there's an awful lot out there for WI ladies to join in with, almost everything you can think of.
So there's literally a course for everything then, as it were.
Yes. Some of them are one-off, just maybe just for a couple of hours that morning. Some of them, like the sign language course, I believe, took place over 4 or 5 weeks. So you could continue learning and get better while it was being shown.
Well, that's not so bad. It's going to take a while to learn sign language, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So they're all slightly different.
Okay, then. So if the listener wanted to know more about the Isle of Wight branches and groups, is there a website and can you be found on social media?
The island has their own... Their building is in Carisbrook Road, which is open on certain days.
Right, so you
can always pop in there and visit and speak to someone personally.
Where is that building located, if you don't mind giving out the address?
42 Carisbrook Road in Newport.
Okay, just in case somebody is listening and they want to go and pop along and have a chat and some more information, then people can find you, do you know what I mean?
And if you wanted to go online and find out any information, you could go to www.thewi.org.uk.
Right, okay.
They will have a list online of all the WI groups on the island.
Okay.
And contact details will be there.
Just pick what you want and then get in touch with someone and go from there.
Yes, we also have quite a big Facebook presence. The island has the Isle of Wight WI Facebook page,
right?
Where you can ask a question, or you can then be pointed in the right direction to another WI. And most of the island WIs have their own Facebook page, which once you've joined, we encourage you to use the Facebook links. So you can see what's going on in your own WI.
Okay.
And my WI uses a WhatsApp group quite a lot to communicate messages between each other. So we are heavily involved in social media, yes.
Yeah, and obviously if people aren't up to scratch, as it were, or confident with social media or WhatsApp, you've got courses and you've got people that can help them with that as well.
Yes, you don't have to be
tech savvy,
No, absolutely not. So we do provide paper versions of things like newsletters, but we also provide them as an online item as well. So there's various ways you can get the information.
Okay, cool. So what events do you have in the pipeline? Any charity fundraisers or anything like that in the works?
Well, one of the main things is that the Isle of Wight WI is heavily involved in the county show.
Oh, that's the Northwood showground.
On the showground.
Yeah.
And
I know what you mean.
We always have a very well supported WI tent, which provides tea, coffee, refreshments, and the most enormous pile of cakes you could ever imagine. Last year we had so many cakes, I never thought they'd go, but they all did. That everyone came and bought cakes, which are all homemade by WI members. And we even made dog biscuits, and the dog biscuits were very popular.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So people walk out the tent with a WI cake, and then hopefully they'll come back for more.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Josh, do you have any questions you'd like to ask, mate?
Do you think Jerusalem during the Women's Institute meetings?
Not all of the meetings we would sing that. My group is quite a young members group, and we don't sing Jerusalem. The older members might still do that because it's quite a tradition in the WI, and we do sing it at the annual meeting once a year.
So what do you sing instead now, then?
We don't sing.
I thought you'd like rock out some Ed Sheeran or something. I don't know.
No, that would be great, but no, but we occasionally the WI is thought of as a sort of Jam and Jerusalem group, but we're sort of getting away from that, really.
Yeah, leading up to this conversation, it became very apparent very quickly that it's not Jam and Jerusalem anymore.
No, I've never made any jam, but I know lots of ladies who make fabulous jam and chutney, and we sell them at various places. that we often have a various WIs have a stall at various street fairs over the island. For example, my group are taking a stall at Bembridge Street Fair at the end of May in the bank holiday, and we're getting people.
Is that the one
where
they close the whole road down? Yes. And you have like, it's like a big street pass, isn't it?
Yes, and lots of music and events on. So we've got a big WI stall there where we'll be selling jams, chutneys, crafts, all sorts of things, plants. So lots of ladies get involved in that.
Okay.
And lots of village halls have events where WI ladies like to sell their produce as a way of raising funds for their WI.
Okay, cool. No problem. You got any more questions, Josh?
How many members do you have in the Women's Institute?
Nationally, there's 180,000.
Wow.
But on the Isle of Wight, it's around 900.
That's a lot of people.
Yes.
Not going to lie, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's one of the biggest women's organisation in the UK.
Okay. Have you got any more questions, Josh?
No, that's all.
That's all for this week. Right, okay then. Here's the curveball question. Everyone's looking at me like, what's he going to say? It's like, this wasn't in the script. What's your favourite pastime?
Ah, ooh. I do like a bit of crafting. I like doing decoupage.
I have no idea. What is that?
Decoupage, it's sticking things on top of things, basically.
Right.
Decoupage, you can use a napkin, a printed napkin. And you can put them on bottles, china, glassware, and then just put lights in them.
As decorations.
And use them as decorations.
Oh, wow, that sounds really interesting. And I've learnt something today as well. There you go.
It does take a knack, and you have to be patient with it.
Oh, I can imagine that.
A lot of glue involved.
And glue, yes.
And I imagine you end up with, if you get it wrong, you glue in your hair and over the cat and everywhere else and...
Yes, I like doing photography, and I do run a WI photography group on the island, which we're just about to have another photo walk. We also run competitions. There's several competitions going this year, which all the island WI members are invited to join in. We've got a photography competition, and we've got a creative writing competition.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So the winners will be announced at our annual meeting in July. So we're hoping to have lots of entries for that. But I do like taking photographs, and I'm always trying to get people to come on a photo walk with me and see what interesting things we can find on the island.
Go around our beautiful island, take some photos, and just enjoy
yes,
it.
Yes.
What about you, Josh?
I would have to say photography.
Photography?
Oh, good.
Ah. I'm going to be boring. I'm going to go riding my motorbike and socialise with my mates.
Ah, that's all right.
It's pretty straightforward, isn't it? Sorry. Right, so let's sum up again. If people wanted to find out more about the Women's Institute, what is the website and is there social medias?
The website is www.thewi.org.uk.
Okay, cool.
And the Facebook page is Isle of Wight WI. So type that in, join up, and
on the old social media, type up, and the websites and the social medias, they're all interlinked, so you can find a group in the area for you.
Yes, you can indeed. Yes.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for coming into the studio, George and Jean. It's been great chatting with you.
Thank you for having us.
We've really enjoyed it too. I hope we'll get lots of new members.
Ventures Radio, FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Ventures Radio, ventusradio.com.